Welcome to the Hospitality Podcast.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Come on, man.
I just need a...
This is the lamb
sauce. Where's the lamb sauce?
Presented by Arthur Gomez.
God damn, I just spent $8,000 on some f***ing wine.
And Quentin Wind.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
So pour yourself a glass, because we're diving into the world of restaurants, kitchen, and bar. The Hospitality Podcast.
Hey, welcome, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Breaking the Cork. Today is the first episode of Table for Two.
Yeah.
Of the season two. It's a lot of two.
But yeah, we're going to be diving into a cool subject actually today, because we spoke about it just before we started, and we're going to speak about reviews in general, you know.
Google review about this restaurant.
And we're going to try and talk about influencers as well, because it's kind of part of it.
Yeah.
Towards the end. Have you ever had like reviews where they spoke about you and some of the...
like about me, like personally myself? Yeah. No.
Never. Any good ones?
good ones? Yeah, I had a few. Same, not that much. I feel like these people will leave this very bad review.
Yeah.
Are like very, like, you know, like hardcore. Not insult you, but almost.
Yeah.
They never tell you, like, in real life when it's happening during the service that something's wrong. Sometimes they do. Sometimes, you know, like, someone is complaining. Yeah. But I feel like there's a lot of moments where people just leave bad review, but they don't say anything to the staff. They're having, like, the meal and everything's going well, and then something happened, and they don't say anything to, like, the waiters or the manager.
When the waiter goes, how did it, you know, did everything go well? And they're like, oh, yeah, very nice and all that. Yeah. And then at the back, bam.
Yeah. You know, it's a bit like people sometimes when you're going to eat with someone and you say, oh, like, how's the food, guys? And everybody's like, oh, it's delicious, it's really good. And then, like, a few minutes later, the guy's going to say to his friend, oh, it's not good. At least you can say, oh, it's okay, or, you know, like, it's fine, or something's missing, you know.
Exactly. We'll just give a bit of a constructive feedback, at least.
Constructive feedback, yeah.
And, it's just... It's like, you know, when you go on Instagram and you see the comments and, you know, the hatred comments, people hide behind screens, you know, and they love that. And I feel like it's, for hospitality, I feel like it's quite unfair. Obviously, I don't defend on every cases, because there are places where they do bad, you know.
There's some really bad places.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, to be fair.
For example, I've recently had one about, a customer came in, it was half an hour before we closed the cafe, so obviously it was on a big day, it was on a Friday, one of our biggest days, and we pretty much obviously half an hour before closing, you expect
almost sold out.
Yeah, exactly, nearly sold out. She came and then she just left, and she left a review literally about like 10-15 minutes after, and we knew it was that person.
A bad review?
It was a bad review. I think she's put one out of five, and she said, don't go to this place, there's no vegan option in 2024, you should be, you know, it's just
you
like
you should have some vegan
you
option.
Should have something like that. And she didn't even bother to ask the staff members, or also she probably seen that we kind of sold out, but no, they rather, you know, give you the kick in the face instead of asking, you know, oh, do you have any vegan, or just
but do
ask.
You have some?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we got plenty. Yeah, we got cakes and sandwiches, soups as well. We got plenty. It's just that she came half an hour before.
Yeah.
We had a big day. At least ask, you know. Yeah. We might be able to do something. We got the whole kitchen behind us.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they just prefer to keep it to themselves.
Obviously, I'm not vegan and vegetarian, but I just feel like you don't need to. It's not because we're in 2024. Everybody should have like a vegan option. It's great. I feel like it's great when businesses, they have like this option.
Yeah.
Obviously, for people who are vegan or vegetarian.
Of course.
Yeah, I think it's
guess,
a great option.
Yeah.
And it's great. But like if you're vegan and you know this business is not selling anything vegan, just don't go there. You know what I mean? It's London. There's like thousands of restaurants and bakeries. So.
Exactly. And it just depends on what's the concept of the place. I mean, for me, it's always like the person that, you know, goes to McDonald's and asks her for a burger without burger buns, you know, without the bread. And just like, why do you go to McDonald's if, you know, you're going to a burger place?
Yeah, the example is great. For example, vegan. I'm not sure about UK, but like, for example, in France, I think only Burger King have a vegan option.
Okay.
I'm not sure McDonald's got any vegan option.
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Vegan, huh? Not vegetarian.
Yeah.
They might have like some vegetarian option or like plant-based burgers. And, you know, it's not like... you're not going to attack McDonald's because they don't have any vegan option. Yeah, just be like, well, they don't have any option for me. I'm just not going to, you know, spend my money at McDonald's, which is bad for McDonald's. But at the same time, you can spend your money in other brands. Yeah. You know
I mean? That is one. That's one thing. I mean, dietary, obviously, it's always something quite personal.
Yeah.
The other day, we got kind of attacked by Google review saying, so it was a lady came in and she asked her a couple of questions. My staff member, she answered them. She got some food. It was like a ham and cheese croissant. She ate nearly all of it and then left. And she put a 1-star review and she mentioned like, I spoke to the staff member. She was really rude. She wasn't. I was next to her. I was doing coffees while she was dealing with her. She was definitely not rude. It's just because we didn't have a certain product which we used to sell. And then the second problem that it was, she wanted to pay cash.
Okay.
Now she
don't take cash.
We don't take cash. No. Reason being is because we get broken into quite often because we used to take cash. So we don't take cash because of that. She got really kind of pissed off with that. Got a bit eggy with the staff and saying, "What about the people that don't, you know, don't have any card or technology and all that?" My staff kindly said, "We do it for people like elderly people, but we try not to take any cash." She's like, "This is unacceptable." Blah blah blah. Okay. And then the review comes, and she goes, this do not go to this place. They don't take cash. They don't even advertise. They don't take cash. You can go to the door here. There's actually a big sign that we don't take cash. It's card only.
Okay, fair.
And she's a regular.
Yeah.
A regular, you know. She said she was a regular.
Used to.
used to now. And then she said, there was too much bechamel in the ham and cheese croissant, so I didn't eat it. Well, she actually nearly ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
At the end, she's like, there's a tip machine to tip the staff. Why don't you, as a company, pay the staff correctly, the London living wage? So yeah, she just went about like things that she has no clue about.
Yeah,
like my staff are, you know, paid London living wage and higher. And we just give the option to people because we've got so many people wanting to tip.
To give some tips.
And she went on and on and on about it, 1-star review, and just because she was angry that we didn't take cash.
But it's a bit the same problem, actually. If it's advertised, there's no reason to complain. Just these people don't take cash.
Yep.
Just don't go to this place, you know what I mean? And also, in 2024, I don't know anybody who don't get any cards. You need to create cards. Whatever now, you know, maybe to pay your bills or to pay, you know, there's a lot of things now you need the card to pay, and more people don't take any cash anymore.
And the thing is, she started to say we were close to being racist because I can't remember exactly what she said, but we were really like, how could she say all of this? Like, how could she put that kind of image on us, which is not great at all on Google, and it just affects businesses if you do that. I mean, it's just, some people, they just love to complain.
Sometimes you have some good day and some bad day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of moments where, like, this bad review in restaurants, I think it's Oli Eats, and we had on the podcast, who was a guest on the podcast, who was a food influencer, and he said that sometimes he's doing, like, some partnership collaboration with, like, restaurant and brand, and sometimes his experience is not what it was expected. So he's not really happy about the experience, and so he just don't post. Because it was a bad day, or because, you know, it was not the right moment. So things like this can happen, you know what I mean? It's like, we're still human. So you can give, like, a poor service, or, like, you know, it can happen. But the thing is, like, you know, like, usually this thing, you got, like, a reason behind it. Maybe she had, like, a bad day, and she was, you know, and the thing that you didn't take cash was
it's just a multitude of things that just, you know...
Yeah. Escalated,
and then she just exploded. Yeah. But also, that person could have had a bad morning, woke up on the wrong foot, and wanted to be angry all day. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it happens to all of us, but do not, you know, make it affected to other people's life. Like, it's just, you know.
To be fair, I'm not against, like, bad review. I feel like if behind the review there's, like, a reason, like a fair reason to put this bad review. For example, if it's like a bad day, okay, and you're giving like a poor service to your customers and you're getting like a bad review, fair, you know, I mean, it's also like part of the game. It's also, you know, you're running a business, so you have the positive aspect and the negative aspect. So in that case, it's the very negative aspect, which is bad for business. I 100% agree. But unfortunately, like, I don't know, let's say you have 10,000 customers every year. Out of the 10,000, for sure, you're going to have maybe one or two persons who's not going to be like nice people, and they're gonna leave a bad review, which is bad. But there's also maybe sometime where your staff, or I'm not talking about your staff, like I mean in general, yeah, in shops or restaurant or hotel, just have a bad day, you know, like they break up with their girlfriend or boyfriend, yeah, or, you know, it. Like...
Personal like, life issues.
And, exactly. Yeah. And it's just like they're having a bad day, so they're giving like...
Yeah.
Poor service, and it's fine, you know, it's not the end of the world. And even like a bad review is not the end of the world.
No, of course.
But obviously, if you get a lot of bad review, yeah, it can affect the business. Yeah.
Yeah, no, completely.
Sure. But also, you got the good review, and it's great.
Yeah, it's great, but there's some which I don't really understand. I've had probably a couple. I mean, for me, they're fun, but you get like a 4-star review, mm-hmm, and the comments are excellent service, excellent food, a great place. We had a lot of fun. I would highly recommend it. 4-star. Yeah. And you're just like...
Because something is missing, I guess. Yeah. It's probably the people were like very, I don't know, very into details. Yeah. And they're like, oh, it's not the 5. Because I feel like some people are like, oh, 5-star review is like, it's a bit like the 5-star hotel. You know? And he's like, yeah, wow, it's the luxury of the patisserie.
But when they go, it's excellent, excellent, excellent. And you're just like, bro, do you want a happy ending or something? Like, at least tell us why. Where's the 1-star missing? Did Mario take it? Or I don't know. It's like, just give us the reason. And that's what's quite irritating, because you always, as a business owner, you always want to improve. Well, feedback is always welcomed and yeah, you know, embraced in the most positive way. But if you don't have constructive feedback, it's hard to understand these kind of, you know, ratings where it's just, those are the most irritating ones. But I mean, they're great because the comments are amazing. 4-star is really good.
Yeah.
But it's just like, what do I need to do to give, you know, to get the 5-star? What was missing?
But that's the thing. Do you respond to people who leave?
Yeah.
Because I know there's a few people who never respond.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is great, because, you know, people, they take some time to leave a review, if it's either like a bad one or a good one, but they just take some time to leave a review. Mm. So at least I feel like sometimes the business owner, except for like big brands, you know, if we're talking about, but let's just say like Starbucks or, you know, any brands like Pret, they're not going to respond to all the Pret
review. They'll probably will. Because
maybe
they have someone...
people pay for that. Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
And for myself, it is hard to respond to all of them, because we get quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to reply to the bad ones, saying, you know,
okay,
sorry that you had a bad experience. What, you know, we understand what happened and we'll improve it, or please come back.
Told them to come back.
We asked them to come back just in case. We do, you know, to,
because
we'll try and improve it.
Do they come back?
I don't know. That we don't, you know, we got no follow-up on that. So it's a bit of a, you know, blind side on that one. But I do reply to the ones that are just stupid, like the two I explained. I try not to be too sarcastic. I'd have to reply, because I don't know, for you, when you check on Google review on restaurants that you want to eat, obviously you check reviews and you look at what, you know, first of all, you look at what the customers has rated and comment, you know, put as a comment. Yeah. And then sometimes the bad ones, I always read the reply of the restaurant, just to know why there's been bad service. Why? Because I'm in the industry. If it's because of service and, you know, the restaurants say, yeah, we had one person sick, it was very busy, then that, for me, it's fine. We've all been in that situation, and I won't penalize them for that. Yeah. So I always look at bad reviews and see why there's bad reviews.
You always look at the review. I mean, I'm looking at the review as well if I'm going out in a restaurant. Usually I'm just looking at the, like
The general.
The general review is like 4.3 or 4.5. Yeah. But I'm never looking to the proper comments.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, like, maybe they're going to have like a 4.2.
Mm-hmm.
So you're missing the 0.8, you know what I mean? But I feel like it's, as you said, maybe because people sometimes have a bad day and it was maybe one person. Sometimes, you know, you hire one person for like a couple of months.
Yeah.
And this person is just not the right
person,
right, for your business. Doesn't have the good attitude or like the good experience or knowledge. And so like you get like 10 people leaving a bad review for that. So you can't really like blame the business for that, because obviously they made like a mistake hiring this person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this person is not working in the business anymore.
If you had to give an average of the Google review stars when you check to go to a restaurant,
yeah,
what is the rate where you say, yeah, that's I'll go.
I feel like I'm pretty easy, so I would say maybe four.
Four?
Four, I'm going. Less than four, I'm not going. If it's 3.9 or 3.8, I'm not going.
Okay.
Because there's something wrong. But four and above, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go. Like 4.5 out of five, yeah, I'll go.
For me, 4.4, I'll start looking at reviews.
Okay.
But 4.5 above, I'll just go straight away.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, usually 4.5, 4.6 to 5. Usually it's 5. Yeah. It's a really nice place.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's no place 5.
Yeah.
I think I saw one place last time. I don't remember the name, though. But it was like a restaurant, 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Also, it was a new opening. So it was like maybe like 50, yeah. 60 review. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. But also, like when you get like, I don't know, like, I feel like after the 100 or 200 review,
yeah,
it's kind of tricky to get like a 5.5. You know what I mean? There's always something happening. Yeah. And also, there's also like someone, you know, who's going to find something wrong. Even like even if you look at the 3-star Michelin restaurants, let's check. For example, we're gonna check in live.
Whilst he's checking, comment down below to give us your average.
Give us your review on the podcast.
Give us the review on the podcast, but also little comments would be appreciated. What would be your rating where you would go without having to check? It'd be quite interesting to see. You guys, you know, your views.
Yeah. Well, you see, the Ritz, who is one of the best restaurants in London, very fine dining. The Ritz got, you want to guess?
The Ritz, Ali, 4.4.
No, a bit more.
Oh, yeah, 4.5?
4.6.
4.6, okay.
With 763 reviews.
Oh, only?
Yeah.
I would have thought much more.
For the restaurant, huh?
Yeah, but still, I would have thought much more.
For the hotel, it's 4.6 and it's 6,800 review. So there's probably people leaving review for the restaurants on the account of the hotel, you know. But like, for example, like 6,800 review and 4.6 stars, it's a lot.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, out of like almost 7,000 people, the average is 4.6.
Mm.
It's amazing. But see, even for the Ritz, when the service it's like top notch.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still like some stuff, people who are like, maybe they put like 1 stars or 3 stars, and you're like, well, at some point, you know, what do you expect from these people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess maybe
in your bed.
I guess for like these places, sometimes it's not really the service or the food or the drinks. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the price. I feel like people sometimes value also for the price, which is like everything was great, but it was too expensive.
No, of course. No,
which definitely. kind of makes sense because it's also like part of the experience. Mm. You know, obviously, like if you're going to a really nice restaurant and it's not, for example, a Michelin restaurant or anything, which most of the time we're not going to Michelin restaurant, and you're paying like the price of like a Michelin, for example, obviously your experience is going to be a bit, you know, you're going to be a bit disappointed about the experience.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, just for me in general, if we have to like summarize this whole, you know, review, I feel like today there's a lot of people, they hide behind their screens and not putting constructive reviews, which doesn't help businesses.
No.
Obviously don't.
Be rude to like people in hospitality. This is the worst thing actually. And that's why we now it's so difficult to find good people.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
Feel like that's the tricky thing about the review is like everybody got different...
Taste.
Expectation, tastes about what is a good night out, what is a good restaurant. Everybody got a different one.
Yeah.
And sometimes people just want to express them on internet, which is now dangerous.
Yeah.
But fair, you know. But I feel like Google review is still fine. The worst now is like social media.
Yeah.
Especially like TikTok and Instagram with the reels. When you got like plenty of like influencers, if I may say, sometimes... We don't really know what is an influencer now, but, you know, people with a lot of followers posting. Most of the time, it's good review, to be fair. But also, sometimes people, like, you know, just bashing people on Instagram with bad reels. Like, saying that the food was horrible, the staff was horrible. And this is horrible. This is the worst. Because sometimes you can see these reels getting, like, 100,000 of view.
Yeah.
And this is actually...
And people get influenced so badly, like it's worse and worse actually. And like you said, like, you know, bad reviews is one thing, but don't like you know, put it out there, especially if you've got a following. Like, it's, and not only that, like, like a lot of followers, especially in food, in, you know, have a channel on food or just a page or whatever.
Mm.
Most of them, they don't have an upbringing in the hospitality world. They haven't been working in hospitality or have any background on food. So they, just because they take good photos and put a good caption. And
do you think you need a background in this area to judge like food or drinks? Or?
I think for me,
because everybody got tastes. Yeah, you know? Everyone's got tastes. What's good,
but not when you do a bad review without saying why. There's a why did the service didn't go right? Or for me, it's more the ones that now have a following and any restaurant can go to them as like, oh, can you post about our food? We'll give you the food for free with a plus one, and you get cocktails, and you just have to do like a video reel or a post for us. And that, I know many places where the food isn't good, and they get influencers or they pay influencers to do a post to say, yeah, you know, oh, the food was amazing, blah, 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 when actually isn't. So there is that kind of reality where you have the real people like Ollie Eats will
big up Ollie,
voila, big up Ollie, but won't post if the food isn't good, and he won't do a promo on a product which he doesn't like, and he's stated that quite clearly. But there's some, they do it for the money or the freebies, and the freebies, that's how can you, you're not going to eat, you're not going to lick your phone to know the taste of the food, but the food can look pretty and not taste good. Or vice versa.
It looks pretty on pictures because it's easy to make it look pretty.
Of course.
Everything can look pretty.
Yeah.
But in terms of taste, it's another story. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why, like, guys, like, be very careful when you look. I'm not saying, like, every restaurant review on Instagram are false. No, not at all. But I'm just saying, like, when you see, like, people get doing, like, a lot of review, and you can feel, sometimes, to be fair, you can feel when it's been paid, when it's ads, and when it's not. Of course. You can see it directly, you know, I mean, the way they're talking about the place, and sometimes it looks like, you know, it's Disneyland, which is just a restaurant, you know. But obviously, like, a restaurant, every time you're going to a restaurant, it should be an experience to discover new food, a new chef, some new wine, etc. But I just feel like sometimes they're doing just too much. And the result, if you're going there and you try, you get like so disappointed about the venue because it's so far from reality.
Yeah.
So yeah, just be careful, and just like people who do the rating, also like just, you know, sometimes it doesn't worth like getting like a £20 worth of food for free. Just
no, to do, exactly. Like, I mean,
a review on Instagram.
That's it. That's why I don't really follow any. Well, I really handpick who I follow on Instagram.
Do you have any recommendation of food influencer?
I've got plenty, but I just can't remember all their names, to be honest. Yeah. French one that I watch a lot, and it's something... I'm so bad with names. It's unbelievable. Something dans l'assiette. It's a lady who's like 45, 50 years old. And, you know, she gets filmed by this guy that you never see, but he comments times to times. And she really goes into depth about how the restaurant was, you know, how it works, how it's been open, what's the speciality. And each dish, she has a story about it. She goes to meet, you know, the chefs. And it's just amazing how she does it.
There's a guy... Alexander the Guest.
Okay.
Is the name of the guy, but his name is Andor Varga.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he's the co-owner of a Michelin star restaurant.
Okay.
So he's got the expertise of talking. Actually, he's on YouTube, and he's doing like review of restaurants.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's got any background, but to be fair, the way he's talking about his experience in this restaurant and hotels...
Anyways, guys, I think we've gone past the 20 minutes.
I think we've gone on this subject of like the reviews in hospitality.
Don't hesitate to leave us a comment about what we just discussed. Other than that, please obviously give us a little review on the podcast.
Spotify and Apple Podcast.
And follow on Instagram. It always helps.
So every Tuesday at 6 p.m., you got a new episode every week. So we'll the next episode will be with we'll try the max weekend. So far we are good. Yeah, we're okay. We're not too bad.
So far, so good.
So next episode will be with Head of Wine. You will know obviously next week of which restaurant, but we'll be talking about vino.
Vino.
Yeah.
Love the vino. Hopefully we'll be drinking some as well because...
Of course.
I feel like quite dry right now.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye. Hey, welcome, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Breaking the Cork. Today is the first episode of Table for Two of the season two.
Finally.
It's a lot of two.
We're going to be diving into a cool subject actually today because we spoke about it just before we started and we're going to speak about reviews.
About restaurants.
And we're going to try and talk about influencers as well because it's kind of part of it towards the end.